Welcome to Narratives. The Autumn Bride is set in the Regency period and part of a series of four books that follow four girls bonded together to help each other. Here, one of them steals into a decaying mansion out of desperation to help her sister who is ill and needs medicine. She finds something completely unexpected.
A 17th century mansion on the Strand. What might it contain? A few small valuable items nobody would miss? Nobody was in residence, only a skeleton staff. At night, no lights shone in the main part of the house, only in the domestic quarters where the servants were. That open window was a temptation, a taunt, an open invitation. All evening, ever since the idea had come to her, Abby had found herself mentally plotting the course she would take, down the drain pipe, along the top of the wall, up the second floor with the aid of another drain pipe, and then it was just a stretch to the open window. Was it breaking and entering if a window was already open? She shook her head. Semantics. Whatever she called it, the punishment, if she were caught, was transportation, or worse. But if she did nothing, she glanced across the room. Her sister Jane twisted on her pallet, muttering with fever, hovering on the edge of death. And Abby understood now what had driven her father to do what he did. Desperation. Because if the risk paid off, she turned back to the window, the first dry night in a week. Clouds scudded by, riding the light breeze. The moon cast shifting shadows, perfect conditions, fate beckoning. With damp palms, she raised the sloping attic window and climbed out onto the roof. She paused, her gaze sweeping the horizon. Chimney pots, a few still smoking gently in the sharp angles of rooftops as far as the eye could see. How many years since she'd climbed a tree? Surely one didn't forget. She carefully inched across the sloping slate roof until she reached the drain pipe. It was old and rusty in places. Pray that it would hold. Clinging to the pipe, she climbed down to the next level, then edged her way along until she reached the place where the back of the building met the side wall. It was just a matter of stepping between the shards of glass embedded in the wall. Lucky her feet were narrow and her balance good. She had rehearsed this in her mind. She could do it. Pounding heart, shallow breaths. Don't think about the height, the broken glass. Balance was all. It was no different from walking on a line drawn in chalk. Nearly there. Three more steps, too. Then she was on the other side. Just one small jump to reach the other house now. She jumped, teetered and clung to the wall, her fingernails scrabbling at the stone in desperation. Steady now. Deep breaths. See, it was easy. Now one last climb, the pipe that ran up beside the open window on the second floor. The sash window was stiff, but she managed to push it up some more. She leaned in, listened, checked. Not a sound. It was a bedchamber. She could see the heavy hangings of the bed, an ornate wardrobe, a dressing table. No sign of life. She swung one leg over the sill, heaved, and she was in. She crouched a moment in the darkness, waiting for her eyes to adjust to the gloom, breathing deeply until her racing heart slowed. Now to seek what she had come for. She crept towards the dressing table. Have you come to kill me? The hoarse whisper coming out of the darkness almost stopped Abby's heart. She swung around, scanning the room, braced to flee. Nothing moved, only shadows lit by the faint shimmer of moonlight from the windows where she'd pulled back the curtains. No sign of anyone. I said, have you come to kill me? It came from the bed, sounding more irritated than frightened. No, of course not, Abby whispered back. She tiptoed closer to the bed, straining her eyes in the darkness. What she'd taken for a bundle of clothes piled on the bed was an old woman, lying awkwardly, fallen between her pillows, her bedclothes rumpled in a twist. You're a girl, wearing breeches, but I can still tell you're a girl. Yes, Abby waited. If the woman screamed or tried to raise the alarm, she'd dive out of the window. It was risky, but better than being hanged or transported. So you're not here to kill me? No. Pity? Abby blinked. Pity? A dog in my state would be put out of its misery with a bullet. There was a pause. You don't have a bullet, do you? Said with an edge of hopefulness. No, and even if I did, I wouldn't shoot you. She wouldn't. She couldn't shoot anyone. The old lady sighed. So you're just here to steal? Yes, Abby bit her lip. The bald truth of it made her uncomfortable. I doubt if there's anything left to make it worth your while. By now, Abby's eyes had adjusted to the gloom. The old woman was right. The room contained a lot of heavy furniture, thick with dust, and not very much else. No polished silver, bibelots, or small valuable ornaments. No strings of jewellery, just one painting on a wall, a small amateurish watercolour of a young boy. Nothing that a desperate young woman could slip into a pocket and steal away with. Not even a rug, only dust. The place reeked of neglect. Abby wrinkled her nose. That wasn't all it reeked of. The old woman stank. Clearly she'd been bedridden for some time, and whoever was taking care of her, well, if anyone, ought to be shot. Could I have some water? Of course. Abby filled a glass from a jug on a side table. She smoothed the pillows and tugged the bedclothes into a more comfortable arrangement. The old lady watched her from huge sunken eyes that glittered in the faint light. Odd sort of burglar you are, breeches aside. Abby didn't reply. She refilled the glass and set it on the table next to the bed. Beginner, are you? Abby said nothing. For an old sick woman, she was very acute.
You have been listening to Anne Gracie reading from her book, The Autumn Bride. Narratives is produced by Karina Winmoylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.